Conor, first of all, I suppose looking forward to an All Ireland semi final. You're an old hand at it at this stage. What, this is a what, fourth or fifth?
Yeah, it's my fifth year in the panel, so it's my fourth All Ireland semi final. So it's the time of year you want to be playing, like All Ireland semi final stage. So happy to be here.
Yeah, and talk to me about the season so far. Obviously, big disappointment after Donegal defeated Jim Cavan in the Ulster semi final. Was that a kind of a wake up call?
I think it was. We'd probably played Derry and Antrim before that and didn't really know where we were at. Maybe went into the game slightly underprepared and we probably got shown up for that. Donegal were well worth their victory that day. They played excellently, and at the same time we probably still had chances to get something out of the game after such a poor performance, but it was probably a kick up the backside that we needed, and we got into the back door and it gave us a bit of momentum. Now it's just a case of taking this momentum forward now into the semi-final.
Yeah, the back door has been good for you, you know, and probably has allowed you to gel as a team and get more together as a team. And I know you're pretty well together anyway, but, you know, there's a couple of one or two new players come in and formations and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I suppose the other side of it is everybody wants to play matches. There's no better training than getting a match. So playing week on week, as long as you're staying injury-free, it's the best thing, in my opinion. And then obviously we had a 1 week break within the Super League, so things have been good for us. It's set us up nicely now going this weekend fresh into the biggest game of the year.
Talk to me about Kerry. Obviously, you've locked horns with them before. Your first in 2015.
Yeah, I suppose if you were to go in the last number of years, if maybe one of the best forward lines in Ireland, especially at the minute there, some of them younger boys come in, play with no fear and they really go at you. So our defence will be under pressure this weekend, so they will. And even from their transition from defence to attack is excellent as well, the ball they get into their forwards. So, you know, this is going to be a massive test. If we perform poorly, you know, Kerry capable of wiping you out. But, you know, I'd be confident that, you know, we have a big performance in us, and if we play well, that we'll be able to handle their attack and play like.
You probably got an edge and experience on them, because looking at this lineup, there's a lot more of your team played in 2015 probably than this Kerry team.
Yeah, we've been building now this last number of years, and we're starting to get a wee bit more settled. And always good to get a few fellas in each year to push things, make the competition for places a wee bit tighter. And obviously Mickey made 15 changes for the Dublin game. He had 15 fellas who started the game who all played excellently, so competition even this week, leading into the training, is fantastic. I know it's hard for some boys who aren't getting game time regularly, but they definitely put their hand up there yesterday to say that they really want to be part of this next round. So,
are you looking over your shoulder after yesterday? Is anybody getting worried?
I think everybody's looking over their shoulder, and that's the best way to be. The fellas who played yesterday all earned their place. Like, they're, you know, they could be the first man out on the pitch and then the last man to leave and then not getting game time. So it's good to see that they got that. As I say, you know, every man's under pressure now. But I think that pressure's good, that competition's good, that nobody gets comfortable. I think once you start getting comfortable, then, you know, performances can drop. So good position. Yeah.
And personally, on a personal level, a fairly injury-free year after maybe last year of probably a year to forget.
Well, 2 years ago, I missed out most of the year injured. Last year, I got a full year, bar breaking my leg in the Donegal game, in the last game of Super 8s, missed the semi-final, came back for the final. This year, finished the league strong, and then was down to play against Derry and tore my quad, which wasn't ideal, and missed the Donegal game as well. Thankfully, you know, worked hard, rehabbed, and came back and got my chance against Longford. I suppose when you get a chance at this level, you have to grab it with two hands, and I haven't looked back since.
Yeah. Tell me, you're in the squad now, or in the squad now 5 years. Has the level of commitment gone up in those 5 years? The level of training, the level of professionalism?
I'd say it has, yeah. I suppose I didn't know much else, because our professionalism with our 21 team that won the All-Ireland, we were very professional, and it was an easy transition into the senior squad. But fellas previous, you know, would have said that it was a big jump, especially with Peter Donnelly coming in. He really lifted things in that end, the training side and the S&C side, that things became a lot more professional. I suppose the way I just the way I train and play myself, I would try to lead quite a professional lifestyle, that I'd be doing the training regardless. But I think everybody's had up their game now, because the competition's so tight that every man has to try and get that extra wee edge, you know, that extra percentage out of themselves. So everybody's pushing, like.
Back to Kerry for a minute. You played them in the league down in Killarney earlier in the year. They won a tight game, a very defensive game. Both sides went very defensive on that occasion.
They did, aye, and they were very impressive. I was very impressed with them. I know they put in a big pre-season, so they were extremely fit. And it was the pitch was heavy that day, you'd say, so their legs were able to show that they had the work in the bank pre-season that we maybe didn't have coming off the back of a team holiday. So, again, down in their home patch, they're very good. They beat Mayo this year down in Tralee in the league final. They beat Dublin and Kerry as well. And, they obviously beat ourselves. So down there, they're very good. As I say, this game's going to be in Croke Park, though. They had a good game against Donegal in Croke Park as well. They'll not fear us anyway. I suppose that's traditional Kerry too, that they've great self-belief in themselves. I'd imagine they'll go all out to try and win the game, not to lose the game. So
that's the style. But Tyrone, given the record against Kerry in the last decade or so, Kerry don't hold any fears for Tyrone either, I'm sure.
No, they hold no fear for us, and we hold no fear for them. And that's why it's probably going to be an exciting game. Two teams looking to go to win the game, rather than not lose it.
As we said, All-Ireland finalists last year, that has to be the target again this year to get at least that far.
It does, and one step further, hopefully. From last year, we've learned a lot. And as I say, we've been building nicely this year. So, as I say, it's a case of going out and performing. All the work's done at this stage. It's small things now that you have to get right, and on the day, your percentages, you have to be, it's the small percentages that's going to win the game, so, it'll be tight.